Let's take a big picture look at gas prices as they stand right now. Where are they as of the latest available numbers, and where are they expected to go in the immediate future?
Well, gas prices jumped 3 cents on Friday alone, and they're up 7 cents over last week.
Oh, my.
Yes, and overall, they're up about 18 cents a gallon compared to last year. Many analysts think that gasoline prices actually will rise to $4 or more before the summer's over, Nicole.
And what about oil prices?
Well, gasoline prices rose because oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel for one of the first times this year that had been trading in the $70 to $90 per barrel range.
What impact would $4 a gallon gas have on Florida's economy, specifically the tourism industry?
I actually think very little for a variety of reasons. First, concerning tourists, 55% of our tourists come by air. So rising gasoline prices would have very little effect on them. The higher oil prices are already incorporated into their airplane ticket prices. Of course, they may rent cars, but that would be a very small effect. For the 45% of tourists who come by car, gasoline actually is a fairly small part of their vacation budget. Average tourist drives about 2,000 miles round trip, gets about 20 miles per gallon of gasoline, so they use about 100 gallons of gas. An increase from $3.50 to $4 a gallon is a 50-cent increase. That's about $50 of total increased expenditure. That increase, while significant, is only 2% or less of the whole budget for the vacation. So it's rare that people cancel their vacations because of an increase in gasoline prices. They may spend a little less while they're here, but that's doubtful too. So very little effect from rising gasoline prices.
What is the typical budget for a vacation here in Central Florida?
Right now, it's about $2,700 for a family. 2.4 people is the average. They stay about 5 days.
Okay, so that would just be a $50 increase for that $2,700?
Right, for the whole party that travels. And so, therefore, that $50 is small compared to the total budget for the vacation, so it has very little overall effect.
Do you think that gas prices actually will reach that projected $4 a gallon or more price?
No, I don't. I mean, this recent run-up in gasoline prices and oil prices runs counter to the longer-term trend that oil prices and gasoline prices have been trending lower because of the huge increase in U.S. output, both of oil and natural gas, and natural gas substituted for some oil. So the total supply has been increasing, and the prices have actually been going lower. So this recent run-up is recent, and I don't think it will last. I think it's temporary, caused by temporary factors. The political instability in Egypt has caused some premium for oil prices, not because Egypt's a big oil producer, but because a lot of oil goes through the Suez Canal. But throughout Egypt's history, they've maintained the operations of the canal, and today they're particularly dependent upon the revenue that comes from the canal, so it's very unlikely that that would close down. There's been some temporary disruptions to terminals in Libya and Iraq. Those are coming back online. There's been another round of temporary disruption in the Nigeria Delta, but again, that's temporary. So there's every reason to think that this is just a temporary spike. Finally, and ironically, the supply of oil in the United States, while the production's up, the stockpiles have come down. But that happened because of better transportation, pipelines and trains, to move oil from the Midwest, where it had been sort of building up, to the Gulf Coast refineries to make gasoline, so that the stockpile of crude went down, the amount of gasoline went up, but markets misread it. So I don't think any of this is going to last long, and I don't think gasoline prices will breach $4 a gallon, and it's certainly not going to have a major impact on our economy.
Where do you predict that gas prices will stop rising approximately?
I think for regular, probably $3.75 a gallon, more or less. And then I think it'll trend lower again. And that lower trajectory of oil prices and gas prices has been a great benefit to our economy generally in the United States and here in Florida, because we use so much gasoline.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Nicole, pleasure to be with you.